the lessons and perils of this service have begun in a way that feels very connected to present circumstances for me, and to the experience perhaps of many people as this new week begins. All of us know in one way or another what it means to walk in darkness. But on this day, when the prophet Isaiah goes on to speak about people who live in a land of deep darkness, it's almost as if he is speaking directly to us. There don't seem to be any better words to describe the fear, the hopelessness of many, but especially the confusion, the deep sadness of so many people on this day in light of an event which took place in Connecticut this week. And so people are longing for light, looking for light in the midst of this darkness. And we gather today, as so many do, and ask perhaps, what is that light? And how does it shine for people who feel lost in the night? For me, the first rays of that light come in this beautiful gospel message today. The promise that we are never alone in the darkness of this world because of God's choice to come and to live among us here, to dwell with us. And so when the angel says to Mary, "The Lord is with you," I hear him speaking to us, to all people of all times and places. The Lord is with you. In other words, the Lord God shares every moment and every part of your life in the darkness and in the light. Remember we sang at the beginning of our worship service today, "O child, son of Mary, who felt our human woes, O Savior, King of glory, who dost our sorrows know, who dost our weakness know." What a mystery that God would come to us in this way, and what a source of deep comfort and assurance that that is. But why would the God of all creation, the all-powerful God of the universe, choose also to be fully present in creatures so vulnerable, so weak as little children? That is, in fact, the mystery that we proclaim today. That's the story that we hear and sing and proclaim. This God who comes, in fact, to us in this way. Isaiah says, "To us a son is given, a child is born," says the prophet. God's saving promise will come, says Micah, when this woman who is in labor will give forth a child. And then, of course, we have those beautiful and well-known words to Mary by the angel this day, saying to her, "You will bear a son, and you will name him Jesus." The Gospels make it very clear that this child of Mary was vulnerable, so vulnerable, especially in the first months and years of his life, nearly escaping death in Bethlehem. But what is more remarkable is how this mystery deepens when we see that Jesus continues this as a way of life, even into adulthood. Contrary to all the expectations of people who put their hope in him, Jesus chose to be vulnerable with us to the end, so that he might fully bear the grace and the love of God for all people. Pure gospel that we hear this day, how it is that God comes to us in this way. That's where light shines. above all. The light of God's presence in the midst of that kind of darkness. And I believe that that sort of light continues to shine every day in every place where people in whom Christ dwells become like Him in their words and in their deeds. When Vicky Soto left her home last Friday morning to teach at a school in Connecticut, I don't think she imagined in any way that she would be called upon to do something heroic or something life-giving for our first students. But when she gathered them as a hen gathers her chicks and shielded them from harm with her own body, light was shining so brightly that it can never, ever be overcome. And as I join you now in hearing the opening of Antonio Vivaldi's Gloria, I will remember that incredible gift, that godly courage and selfless love that was given to her and to so many others in that place on that day. And also I'll think of this extraordinary outpouring of love and support and compassion for the people of Newton that has come not only from around the country, but from around the whole world in these holy days of Advent. And what else can transform a land of deep darkness into a kingdom of deep joy and peace? So I join the singers and I join all of us who are here today in the light of Christ this day that shines into every day and saying again, Gloria in excelsis Deo, glory to God in the highest. Amen.